this general that talked publicly about hybrid armies. What, for those who might not be familiar with that, what's the story there, and what do you think is in store for the near future?
Oh man, I mean, boy, okay, so the story is that this guy, General Mark Milley, the U.S. Army Chief of Staff, he spoke at the 39th U.S. Or 39th U.S. Army Chief of Staff. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to read through here. It was at Norwich University. And the video I pulled is directly from the Norwich University website, so it hasn't been tampered with or whatever. It was the 100th anniversary of the founding of the ROTC. And in celebration of that, you know, there was a huge celebration ceremony and a lecture. That was part of his lecture called Leading Through Complexity. And, you know, it's a general speech talking about leadership, talking about, you know, the various kinds of challenges that we will face and all this stuff. And then he kind of throws in, of course, right? It's always sort of subtle, but groundbreaking. He throws in a couple ideas where he says, first off, that you know we're gonna have turbulent times. You know, perhaps the most turbulent times we've ever seen, or whatever. And that itself is kind of like, yeah, all right, that's kind of rhetoric or whatever. It can be whatever. But then he goes into how the cadets need to have open minds and adaptive minds to be able to deal with the complexities of the world. And he talks about how it involves many different dynamic elements that's hard to describe in sentences. And if you kind of watch his cadence as he's talking about this, you can tell he's sort of trying to say things without saying the words. You can tell he's genuine about some of the things he's saying, and a genuine concern over his sort of cadence and just the way he's moving and stuff. And then he says, if the world of 1916 was complex, or the world of 1945 was complex, the world of 2016 is intensely complex. And then he says, you'll be dealing with terrorists, you'll be dealing with hybrid armies, you'll be dealing with little green men. And
Wow.
yeah, so just drop that in there, like, no, you know, no big deal. Hybrid armies, little green men, whatever. And you know, the interpretation for, you know, sort of your more mundane approach has been that little green men actually just represents, I think a couple years ago there was the Ukrainian conflict. The phrase little green men was used to represent, I believe it was like the Ukrainian army or the Russian people with masks and green suits, that I don't know, something with Crimea and all that stuff that happened a couple years ago. Little green men was used in that context. So, you know, people were saying, oh, he's just saying little green men, referring to the Ukrainian conflict. The problem with it, though, is one, he put hybrid armies and little green men back to back. Number two is that little green men in America, traditionally, for the last 60 plus years, has meant only one thing, and that's aliens, culturally speaking. Now, if he was, you know, if he was a Russian, or if he, you know, was a foreigner, if he used the phrase little green men in that context, maybe a little bit more of a chance that he was actually referring to the Crimea thing. But you know, you don't accidentally say stuff like that. You don't put stuff in there that's not relevant or has meaning. You know, words do have meaning. Phrases do have meaning. And so it is very strange that he used that term. And then the hybrid armies thing. And I was talking to Justin Fowle of Fourth Watch, and he was suggesting that he had talked to some military friends. And the official military phrase to use, because you can take it as, oh, hybrid, as in, you know, different sorts of combat, if you want to call it that. You know, you have cyber attack, and then you have ground troops, and maybe both at the same time. It's a hybrid. But the phrase they use for that is hybrid warfare, I believe. There's a specific military term for it. Hybrid armies is not in the military vocabulary, according to Justin and his contacts in the military. So that leads Justin and convinces me that this general had probably seen some very interesting things. And the only way he can convey what he's seen and what he might know to be our future is to drop little phrases like hybrid armies and little green men as things, as challenges we will face, right? And this is what's fascinating is that it's consistent with other military leaders that have spoken. You have General MacArthur back in, I think it was in the 60s when he actually made the speech that talked about interstellar warfare. Now, in fact, if you read that quote from the 60s, it was, a graduation of, I think it was West Point. And he describes transhumanism back in the 50s or 60s or whenever that that speech was. He talks about weather modification, genetics. I mean, this is crazy talk in the 60s, but he's talking about all this, but also talking about it in a positive light, like, oh, we're going to have all these abilities and all this stuff. And then you have obviously Reagan in the 80s, you know, saying, oh, the world would unite if there was an outside threat. And then Gorbachev, you know, saying, yeah, I agree with him, but he talked about it too early, which was another interesting sort of angle or twist to the whole thing. And then more recently, you have Clinton, not Hillary, but Bill, have a clip in Age of Deceit 2 in the introduction. He was Bill Clinton was in either Europe or Asia or something. I think it was Asia, in some sort of Pacific or Pan-Pacific meeting. And he mentions in that meeting that you know, the young generation, the next generation, they're going to see some strange things and things from above or something. I think the phrasing was something along those lines. And he says that life is going to get really interesting. So there's all these little hints, right, that something's coming. And is it the deception? Is it, you know, is it going to be some sort of unveiling? You know, is it the L.A. Marzulli mile-wide craft over every large city in the world? That, you know, is it that, or is it, you know, we don't know. But it's, they seem to be suggesting that there is a tipping point coming, an affair or an event that will cause ripples and completely change the paradigm and the perspective, the worldview of the world. And, you know, part of, I think, our jobs as watchmen and as doing this kind of work is to keep our finger on the pulse with this stuff, because, you know, if and when something big does happen, you know, we'll be ready. We'll be prepared to talk about it. People can come to us and say, hey, we've been looking at this for years, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, we might sound like crazy people at the moment, which is fine. I've been labeled the crazy person for a while now. And I know you have too, Josh, but I do think that it has precedence. And the more we go through here, the more time passes, the more, you know, for good or for bad, these things that we've said and have talked about, it's kind of being vindicated in sort of the mainstream light, you know, which, again, is a good and bad thing. It's like, yay, you know, the stuff we've talked about is true, but then it's like, well, it's leading to the apocalypse. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take. But I do think we're going to see some strange things, and even just the hybrid armies part of it. If you've looked at DARPA, which is just one small public sector of you know, advanced technologies in the military, there is some crazy developments happening there. I've often thought that what we're going to start seeing is a debate and a conversation within sports, particularly, I believe, like the Paralympics. You know, what's going to happen when these guys who have prosthetic legs or whatever starts breaking world records, you know, in the 100-meter dash or something like that? You know, the questions will become, well, is he the fastest man, or do we have a separate category because he has prosthetics or some enhancements or whatever? In the world of sports, I think, is going to be a big arena where some of these changes in humanity are going to start happening. And then obviously on the military grounds, you know, out there on the battlefield, you know, they're already starting to manipulate genes and DNA, and you know, there's already some pretty advanced technologies that have crossed into weaponry, and that includes the soldier himself. So, you know, the hybrid armies thing, it's not even, you know, it's not even a stretch to consider that a possibility, even in the most minute or mundane sense of the word. I think it's already happening. Now, the more sensational sort of interpretation of that is, oh, Nephilim army, here they come, you know, so we can go there. But I mean, I don't even think we have to go there to see that what this general stated as hybrid armies is true. And then the green little green men, I don't know. I mean, you know, again, is it really going to be aliens? I don't think so. But the fact that he would say it suggests that he probably has some sort of insight. He's probably seen some things, you know, that he can't explain, or he sums up as extraterrestrial, perhaps. But yeah, no, I do think we're going to see some strange things, and it includes robots and everything else, and that end of it. But also along with that, the potential of strange creatures, synthetic biologies, not just, you know, from the underworld or from the spiritual dimension, but really just from our own. When I say our own, I mean humanity, our own laboratories. We're already producing strange creatures and stuff. I think there's a lot of that going on. So yeah, I think the future is going to be interesting. I have to agree with some of these people like Bill Clinton and Clinton, who say that it's going to be interesting. So although our conclusions will probably disagree.